I want you to listen to this. This is outstanding. Cut one, go.
I want to talk about China's culpability and conduct throughout the coronavirus crisis that began in a Wuhan wet market. The Chinese communist regime not only lied, destroyed evidence, and allowed the virus to spread, but it arrested doctors who back in December tried to warn the world about what was happening in Wuhan. Some of the whistleblowers arrested and accused of fabricating, disseminating and spreading rumours have since died. Other domestic critics, from a property tycoon to video bloggers, have vanished. China is not a regime that tolerates dissent. China's initial cover-up included destroying lab samples that established in December the cause of unexplained viral infections in the Hubei province. How many lives would have been saved if China had listened to experts instead of silencing them? A study by the University of Southampton suggests China could have prevented 95% of infections if it had implemented tough measures just 3 weeks earlier. But the regime only took decisive action to contain the virus around 4 weeks after arresting doctors and other whistleblowers. What's just as shocking is the World Health Organization's complicity in this global pandemic. From the start, the WHO has uncritically praised China's response and pushed its preferred narratives while ignoring the regime's dishonesty and recklessness. In mid-January, the World Health Organization told the world that preliminary investigations conducted by the Chinese authorities have found no clear evidence of human-to-human transmissions. It refused to declare a pandemic until March 11, and as late as February, it was parroting China in criticising travel restrictions. Don't forget that when Scott Morrison and Donald Trump implemented travel bans against China in late January, they did so against WHO advice. In fact, the WHO chief said travel bans would unnecessarily interfere with international travel and trade and could have the effect of increasing fear and stigma with little public health benefit. We now know just how wrong he was, with immunologists and other medical experts saying the decision to close borders was crucial in slowing the spread of the disease. How many other countries would have closed their borders if the WHO had encouraged bans instead of condemning them? How many more would be spared loss and suffering if the WHO did its job and investigated what Taiwan authorities and whistleblower doctors working at the coalface were saying instead of lecturing the world about not referring to the Chinese origins of the disease? The origins of the disease are important. And if we want to stop the next pandemic, we must hold China's feet to the fire and ensure they take meaningful measures to mitigate the risks of another global catastrophe. COVID-19 or Wuhan coronavirus is not the first pandemic to originate from a Chinese wet market. SARS and bird flu also originated from wet markets, where livestock, sea life and wild exotic animals are kept in and killed in horrific conditions. We know just how hideously cruel and destructive these markets are, but they're also dangerous in spreading disease. China pledged to crack down on illegal wildlife markets after the SARS epidemic of 2002 to 2004, but it has soon relaxed enforcement of those laws. The Chinese communist regime has, through its ineptitude, dishonesty and negligence, unleashed a virus that will leave tens of thousands dead and likely cause a global recession. We must not allow this totalitarian regime to rewrite history. China spends billions, yes, billions on its foreign propaganda efforts. And sadly, it now has much of the US media regurgitating its narratives free of charge. Let's get one thing straight. You would have to be a certifiable moron to see criticism of the Chinese government or acknowledgement of the origins of this virus as racist.
The Australian media gets it, at least she does, Sky News. enormously articulate. But now China's giving us data, we're told.